of traveling.
Blog this Talk is the Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of Traveling. This is a brand new show about traveling, one of the world's most favorite pastimes. I know that baseball is America's favorite pastime, but we all know if you are a joyous traveler that traveling is our favorite pastime to do in all of the world. My name is Dr. Ann Williamson, and I am joined with my partner,
Dr. Jamila Williams.
Yay! And our other partner, Joyce White, couldn't be here today, but we know that she is here in spirit. Well, what is this program all about? The program is about finding the power in traveling. It is an internet radio where you have found us here at Blog Talk Radio, and it's about the many facets of traveling. Each show will provide an overview of the travel industry, what we like about it, and how we can give you some important information to make your traveling experience the most that you've ever had in your life. This show will take you to places where you have not been before with the voices of travel agents. Dr. J, Dr. Jamila, we lovingly call her Dr. J, will be talking about traveling. I will be talking about traveling, and Joyce White will be talking about traveling. We will have wonderful, interesting guests in the future who are also travel agents or have related services for the traveler like you who is listening today about how to make your travel experience even more pleasanter, if that is a word. Our show is sponsored by My Joyous Travels and
by JGS Travels.
So, Dr. J, tell us a little bit about your travel business.
Well, first I want to apologize for my voice. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm getting better and better each day, and I'm glad to be able to join you today on this broadcast. And, you know, travel has been a part of my life ever since I was a kid. I mean, I was traveling back in the day. Now, I know, Dr. Ann, you are not going to believe this, but I traveled in the day when it was safe for a child to travel by herself.
I was about to say, did you travel by a covered wagon? But, you know, but...
No, it was a Greyhound bus. Remember those Greyhound and Continental buses? And my mother would put me on the bus. I would sit right up by where the driver was. And I would travel from Mount Pleasant, Iowa, to Omaha, Nebraska, or back and forth. And at that time, there was absolutely no fear of anything with a child traveling by themselves. Now, would I do that today? Of course not. But back then, and it wasn't that long ago, but it was safe. And, I mean, that started my love of travel as a child because I always traveled. My mom loved to travel. We moved around a lot. Now, get this. When I was in sixth grade, I went to three different schools.
What?
In that one sixth grade year. So traveling has always been a part of my life. So
Wow. It's
just an exciting, exciting time. And, you know, like I said, I've always traveled. When I grew up, I had my own children. I was a teacher at that time. But every 3 months, we would go on vacation. Now, we were in Oregon, so maybe to the Oregon coast, but we would do that. And then every summer, I would work summer school to get extra money, and we would be gone for the whole summer traveling, enjoying life. I mean, I took my children to Yellowstone National Park, to the Black Hills, to Hannibal, Missouri, to Kent State to see during the time when they had the killing of the students at Kent State. We went
afterwards
and we looked there. The Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. I mean, I have traveled to Geauga Lake, to all the amusement parks and Disneyland, Disney World, Six Flags, SeaWorld, you name it, world, we probably went there. But, I mean,
wow.
Traveling is just so, so fun, refreshing, relaxing, and it's something I intended and continue to do for the rest of my life. Back to you, Dr. Ann.
Well, thank you, Dr. J. You had a wonderful experience growing up traveling. You had a mother who believed in travel. Some mothers don't believe in travel, so therefore their children don't have that appreciation for traveling. Just like I can relate that to appreciation for reading, because, you know, my other job is a reading instructor, and if you don't have that appreciation for reading at the home level, then the children will not appreciate reading. So I can see that if you don't have the appreciation at the home level for traveling, then children may grow up fearful of traveling, maybe won't leave the block, and won't leave the state, won't leave the city, because they don't know what's out there. And even with today's technology, with all of the travel stations and the programs about travel, it seems as if there are a number of people who do not have that appreciation for travel that your mother instilled in you. And hopefully with the travels that you did with your children, it instilled within them a sense of travel as well.
Well, it definitely has, even though two of my children have been in the same a state where they were born and raised in, but one of them has definitely ventured out and she's traveled to a lot of different places for jobs. But, you know, it's like when it came time for education, she wasn't afraid to go somewhere different because she knew about that. And so she went and done a lot of great things and have had continued in her experiences of traveling. But, you know, Dr. Ann, when you talk about the children, when I taught, I was always in inner city schools. And
yes.
It amazed me how many children, like you said, never got out of their neighborhood. I mean,
yes.
We were right there in Oregon, like an hour away from the Oregon coast, and many, many children and their parents had never been to the Oregon coast.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was just, what do you mean you've never been to the coast? It's an hour away. But they were not brought up traveling, and they just were in their own world. And that's all they knew. And so one of the things I'm glad we're going to be able to bring on this radio show is to broaden people's horizons and to encourage them to dream and to think about going to different places that maybe wasn't on their bucket list, but it might be, because we're going to share that information with them and hopefully be able to share pictures or videos so that people can see there's such a huge world out there and you might as well experience it. Because this is what we want to do. God gave us all of this to enjoy, and that's what life is about. Back to you.
And, you know, when you brought up about this world, it brings up to me what Louis Armstrong and his magnificent song about, It's a Wonderful World. It is a wonderful world to step out of your door and then go to the airport and hop on a plane and go to Cancun or even Nassau or even an hour away from where we live, Las Vegas. But of course, I can't talk about Las Vegas right now because you know what they say, what goes on in Vegas stays there, so
Vegas,
I can't even.
got some stories to tell us, sounds like, Dr. Ann.
Oh, yeah, one day I will tell you some Las Vegas stories, but not today. So, you know, for those who are listening, you have to keep tuning in to see, when is she going to tell the story about Las Vegas? Las Vegas, Las Vegas, ka-chang, ka-chang. So one day we'll tell, and Dr. J has stories too, so don't think that she's going to
tell. Oh, wait, I tell my Massillon story.
Yes, her Massillon story is a wonderful story to tell. So when we look back at the title of our program, talking about the power of traveling, as we were listening to Dr. J and I chimed in talking about the appreciation of traveling, Don't you know that being appreciative is in itself a power of itself? So when you appreciate, think of it like this, appreciation, when your house appreciates and not depreciate, it rises in value. So when you have an appreciation for travel, you have stepped up the value. You see the value in traveling. And when you see the value of something, when you appreciate something, you therefore have the power of that thing. So appreciation, finding the power in finding the value in travel will also bring you the power of traveling. And I think it's just wonderful. It makes you – go ahead, Dr. J.
I was going to say, and, you know, it doesn't have to be traveling a long ways away. It could be traveling right in your backyard. I know, you know, here in Arizona, it could be going to Tucson or to Sedona. I mean, I still want to go see Gunsmoke, where Gunsmoke was, or the OK Corral or whatever's in Tucson. I'd love to do that. It could be going to your local zoo or the wildlife aquarium or safari or wherever. So, you know, when we think of travel, people don't think of long ways away, even though long trips are great. But it can just be traveling right in your own backyard. So open up your minds to all kinds of ideas and suggestions of what it means to travel, not just I have to get on a boat, I have to get on a plane, but I can just get in my car. I could get on a bus and take a bus trip. So I just want to make sure all the people that are listening know that we're not just talking about long-distance traveling, but it can be right here, local traveling, to wherever you may live.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm from Chicago, and we have so many different cultural places to go that you can hop on the bus, go downtown, go down Lake Michigan, Lakeshore Drive along the lake there, and see so many museums and galleries, the planetarium, where those little fishies swim. What do you call that?
fish market?
Not the fish market. It's
lake.
It's the oceanarium or the aquarium, excuse me. Yeah,
okay.
I'm a teacher, y'all, and I don't know this. All right, I do know this. But there is so much in your cities to explore. Act like you were tourists. Take a day off and be a tourist in your own town. And you will be amazed of the knowledge, the unknown knowledge that you didn't have before you became a tourist in your own town. So we call it a lifestyle. We go on lifestyle tours. So have a lifestyle tour of your city, of your state, and be knowledgeable. And you'll have something else to talk about with your girlfriends and your boyfriends instead of the real wives of Atlanta. Oh, excuse me. Anyway, move on.
Also, there's museums, you know, art museums, science museums, history museums. I mean, all of those are going to a play, seeing a live play. I had the honor, I was in New York a couple weeks ago and went to Motown, the musical.
Oh,
and it was
yes.
Oh, my goodness. It was such a wonderful experience to see a live play.
Yes.
Or even going to an orchestra.
Yes.
You know, have you went to any of those type of locations, Dr. Ann?
Oh, yes, I have. I remember, you know, you talked about your childhood experiences. Well, let me just share this with you when you talked about New York. When I was, let's say 12, 13 years old, it was during the time when the New York World's Fair was there in New York. It was there for 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. My school took a group of students and chaperones to New York and Washington, D.C. and some other places along the eastern coast. We did get a chance to go to not a Broadway show, but we went to Rockefeller Center. Mm-hmm. And we saw the famous Rockettes. Now, of course, I'm a little girl, and I'm not necessarily into the Rockettes at that particular time, but it has stayed with me all my life. So when I see the Rockettes on TV, I say, I've been there, done that, I've seen that. And when they talk about the Rockefeller Center, you know, the big rock, the rock on 30th, I think that's what they call it. I've been there, done that. I've seen a movie in that place. I didn't see a show. I just saw a movie, and that particular show was the Yellow Rose Royce. So those Ooh. Experiences have stayed with me all my life. And even when I was back home in Chicago, you know, taking a whole bus full of people that you know from church or social groups to a play was not uncommon for me to join in. So if you have this desire to see plays or to broaden your range of what am I talking about, Doctor? To broaden what?
Your horizons.
Yes. Get a group of your girlfriends or even your boyfriends and say, let's go out for a dinner and go to a new theater that you haven't gone to. Go to see live theater in your downtown area or in your neighborhood, because in some larger cities, there are neighborhood theaters where you can go and support the local actors there, and you will have so much fun. Believe me, and that is a part of the traveling experience. Don't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. And you're right, you know, it is an experience. And you were saying a few minutes ago that we were talking about lifestyle experience. But, I mean, it just, you live in your everyday world, but why not open up a different world? You know, we always hear of the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Well, we may not be rich and famous, but we can have a lifestyle of travel, a lifestyle of experiences that we can fall back on and say, oh, you remember when we went to see such and such? Or you remember when we went to this hotel and stayed there and went and experienced the spa? Or you remember
yes.
when we went on this cruise?
Yes.
So, the lifestyle we're talking about is that lifestyle of travel. So the travel becomes second nature. And now I want to put a pin in it, because I know there's some people that are listening that are saying, yeah, that sounds good, but how in the world can you afford to do all that traveling? Well, you know, yeah. Dr. Ann, at another one of our shows, we're going to be sharing with people how they can do that. So those of you listening, just hold on. Don't get excited. You know, we are going to share with you different ways to travel for pennies on a dollar. Travel
yes.
on a budget with your family, by yourself. So there are a lot of things out there that do not require a lot of money to be able to experience these things. I know there's called like budget family, budget travel, things like that. So whether you have a family or by yourself, you can still travel. And speaking of having a family or a budget, what about people that may have some special needs, Dr. Ann? Are they still able to travel as well?
Oh, my gosh, yes, they can. And because we live in this wonderful country of the United States of America, by law, hotels, airports, cruise ships, things that you would think that, oh, I can't get on there because I'm wheelchair bound, or I'm on crutches, or I'm taking various types of medicines that will confine me to my home. Those days are passé. Those days are passé now, because you can travel with, you know, under the advisement of your physician. So let me just share with you just a brief little scenario here. I have a friend that is on dialysis right now, and she is a, I'm not going to say was, because she still is. She still has that inner spark in her of the traveler, of the joyous traveler. But because she's doing dialysis now, her spark is a little not shining as much. But the thing is, she's already contacted her doctor, and the doctor says, oh, yes, you can travel even if you're on dialysis. And she takes her dialysis every night. She does it herself. So how can she travel? She has her machine with her. She has the fluids, the medicines, or whatever it is that she has to use in order to take these treatments every night, shipped to the location, the facility where she gets it, will ship it to that particular location, whether it is on a cruise ship or in a hotel room or resort. She's talking about going to Vegas. Now, you know, if you can go to Vegas and do your own dialysis, you know, anybody can go anywhere with any type of, we want to say, disablement or if you are disabled or you think that you are on short-term disablement, and that meaning that you broke your arm, your leg, or you on certain medications that has confined you to your home in the past. Again, past is passé. What you did 10 years ago is not necessarily what you're going to do this year. And some of the top resorts have accommodations for people in wheelchairs and food. I just came back from Nassau, and every time I sat down at the table, the server asked, before she took or he took your selection, does anybody here have any food allergies or any other type of food preference? Now, I've never heard that before. And so this is how the hotels and the resorts are keeping up with health issues of today's traveler.
You know, Dr. Ann, both of us are special needs certified. And one of the things that I really enjoy when I was learning about that is, I mean, whether you're going on a cruise or whatever, you know, when I was looking about cruises, the thing that amazed me is that, you know, oftentimes people have to sleep in a special bed. Like my mom has one of those sleep number beds that Jeff, you can raise up the end.
Yes.
Did you know that you can have a special bed placed on the cruise ship? Now, granted, you're going to have to pay for it a little bit more, but if it's something you need that's going to enable you or someone you know to go on that cruise, you can get that specially designed bed or a chair. If someone that sleeps in a chair, it can be a specially designed chair with a lift and everything. I know when I went on my last cruise, I saw more of those little scooters going around. So, I mean, there is just no limit on what people can do nowadays. And when you speak of short-term special needs, it could be, like you said, you know, you see people that maybe break their leg. Well,
yes.
They have already planned their trip. They already have everything in place, and you know you can't get refunds on airline tickets unless you have travel insurance.
Yes.
But they want to still go, and they can now because of all of the accommodations and accessibleness that has been added to airlines and cruises and resorts and everything. So I am just so excited to see that the world of travel has been open to everyone.
Yes.
Everyone can travel nowadays, and
yes,
that is just exciting to me. And I'm glad to hear, I know you had said that we are going to do a show on accessible travel and have some special guests with us, because I think that there's people that still don't know that they can go. They think, oh, my gosh, like you said, I'm in a wheelchair, I can't go. No, No, you can travel and enjoy life and enjoy travel. So to me, that is just so exciting.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. So, Dr. J, you know, we've been talking a little bit about our experiences about travel and some of our memorable trips in our lives. I know you talked a little bit, and we'll get back to some more of your trips. And of course, I really haven't shared with the audience any of my really memorable trips, except for the one to New York. But audience, if you're out there listening and you are thinking, you know, throwback Wednesday, you know, humpback Wednesday, what is a trip that came to your mind? And if you want to share that with us, please call in to 516-418-5740. 516-418-5740. Okay, let me just say that one more time, because I think I messed up on that last time. 516-418-8740. So if you have any memorable trips that you want to share with the rest of us, please feel free to call in right now. And don't be shy. Don't be shy. Just call on in. So one of my favorite trips that I've had in my life that I always remember is when I took an unexpected cruise to Turkey. I wasn't supposed to go in that direction. I was supposed to go in the other direction. I was supposed to go west instead of east. And, man, that was the best cruise that I've ever went on. I sailed out of Barcelona, Spain. We went to France along the French Riviera that you always hear about. We went to Cannes. We drove through Monte Carlo and saw the casinos. Eventually, we ended up in Rome. I had the opportunity to walk in the Vatican and see where the Pope lived and give his blessings to everyone, and saw all the chapels and the cathedrals there. I even went to Athens on that trip and walked the stairs up to the Parthenon. I saw all of Athens where the greats, many, many hundreds of years stood. I was among the greats. And then we ended up in Istanbul, the only city in the world that sits on two continents, part on Asia and the other in Europe. It was a very educational trip as well as recreational for me. And that is one of my most memorable trips that I have ever had in my life.
Wow, sounds fantastic.
And if I could do it again, I surely would go again, because it was nothing like it. And I missed some of it because I was sick. I remember I was sick on that tour, and I didn't get off the ship to go to some of the ports. But hopefully the next time I'm well enough, and if I'm not well enough, I'm crawling off that ship to see that port. Yes.
Wow. I think, you know, I've had many, many memorable trips. But, excuse me, I think for me, the one that I can now say that has the most, just one of those heart-gripping ones was the one that I took, which actually happened to be a free trip. Not a free one. It was a reduced-price trip.
Okay.
But I was able to take my mom on a 7-day Western Caribbean cruise on the Disney Magic.
Wow.
Now, you think in itself, you know, a trip on the cruise on the Disney Magic, yeah, that would be fun. But it had more memory for me than that. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
You know, I share this story because I really want people to know the healing benefits of travel. So my mom and I, you know, as we shared earlier, I'm a travel agent. And so Disney Cruise Line was doing a travel agent special, and they were offering a cruise for travel agents for $25 a day.
Oh, my.
And I know people are listening, like, what? But we'll tell you about that later. But $25 a day. And so my mom, who's also a travel agent, we both were able to partake, you know, I mean, $311 for a $3,000 cruise. So we're like, yes. So we applied, we, you know, we're accepted, we paid, and we were all ready to go on this cruise. So the cruise was in November. Well, the cruise was in November. In October, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, my.
So now me, I'm thinking, cruise is off. I mean, I love Disney and Mickey and everything, but the cruise is off because this is my mom.
Right,
and my mom
right.
said to me, she said, no, I want to go on this cruise as if nothing's wrong.
Yes.
Because you don't know. When you get that diagnosis of cancer or any major illness,
yes.
you don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Yes.
You don't know how many more months, years of experiences you have left.
Yes.
So we went on that cruise, and I knew that my mom would need some time to just meditate and pray.
Yes.
So I asked them how much would it be for us to get a balcony. Now I'm thinking if they only charge us $311 for the trip, they're probably
yeah.
going to charge us another $200-$300 for a balcony, right?
You know, that's right.
Exactly. So I called and said, how much for a balcony? She said $70. I said, oh, okay, so that's $70 a day. And I'm thinking, you know, 7 days, that's going to be $200. She said, no, $70. I'm like, okay, well, you must need $70 per person because there's two of us in the room. And I know the lady probably was one to say, how many times do I have to say this? $70.
Woo.
So I said, sign me up. So for $311 each and $70, we had a cruise, and the navigator balcony is a covered balcony with the kind of like the peephole where you can look out. So you don't have the rays of the sun coming down on you.
Yes.
You can just sit there and just meditate, pray, and do whatever you want to do. Because my mom is an early bird, and I am not. So she would get up early in the morning. She would go sit out there, have her time alone. By the time she was ready to come in, I was ready to go. And we had a ball. I mean, oh my goodness. We danced. And we played and we sang with Mickey and Daisy and Donald and everybody else. Every night we were in a different restaurant because,
yes.
You know, you change restaurant and the servers move with you so you knew who you were with. Had so much fun. Oh, my goodness. It was to the point that near the end of the trip, I was tired. My mom was like,
wow.
I want to go to the movie because, you know, they have theater there.
Yeah.
I want to go to the movie. Like, Mom, I'm tired. She's okay, I'll see you later. She went to the movie by herself.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. She went by herself and saw that was The Life of Timothy Green or something like that. But she had a ball. And so that was such a memorable time. We came back. We found out, you know, she had to have surgery. We went through everything. Praise God, everything went well. Life is good. And then now here you go. A year later. Now, that was on Disney. Carnival was giving out free cruises to travel agents. So, again, I'm thinking, hey, I'm a travel agent. I like to travel. I like to share and find out information to give to my clients.
Yes.
So I applied. Excuse me. And out of our whole group, I was the only one that got accepted. But get this.
No. What?
I was applying for December 9th. Because we were going to go to Vegas for a special conference on December 5th. So I wanted to go December 9th, and I thought that's what I had.
Yes.
I get the confirmation back from Carnival. Congratulations. You got the cruise. December 5th. I'm like, December 5th? That's not what I fly for. I fly for December 9th. So I went about to give it to Mom. I said, Mom, we got the free cruise. On this free cruise, I could take up to 3 people with me, free. So I told Mom, we got the free cruise, but it's not December 9th like we wanted. It's December 5th. My mom started crying and shouting and praising God. And I'm thinking, no, wait a minute. I know we like Vegas, but come on now. You don't have to cry because we're not going to go to Vegas. Because she told me December 5th was the day she had her surgery a year ago.
So not only
did we have the opportunity to have a great time as if nothing had happened on the Disney Magic, but a year later we got to celebrate a year of successful living on another cruise, which was free, and I was able to take my daughter as well. Tell me that travel is not healing. I mean, just that not only did it help my mom during her time, but it also helped me because, you know, as a family member of someone that's going through a devastating illness, it affects you as well. And you're not able to show your feelings and emotions to the person because you don't want them to think you're worried.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and so it was healing for me as well. So traveling, and I know we're going to talk more about the physical benefits of healing, but I just have to, on this first show, just let people know you are in for some great information on travel, fantastic stories on our experiences and on our guests' experiences, but know that the reason for this call, for this webinar, or this Blog Talk Radio is so that we can show people why you have to travel. I mean, you have to travel.
Yes, and because we are showing you, you have to travel, it all brings back to what the title of this radio program is. There is power in travel. The power, it empowers you. Beyonce talks about empowering women, put a ring on it, and all this kind of stuff. Women who are out there, who are afraid to go to the grocery store by themselves. There are women who travel by themselves around the world more than one or twice a year, you know. There is power in travel. You can be empowering as you become more adept in traveling, knowing the ins and outs of travel. We are going to bring you that, the nuts and bolts of traveling, being in travel, you may want to decide, you know, I want to be like them. They seem like they're powerful women. How can I be powerful just like them? And we will share with you that with you later on the empowerment of traveling and maybe making a career out of it. Right, Dr. J?
That's right. That's what I did, and I've not looked back, and I'm so thankful that I made my choice to make a career out of travel.
And Dr. J, what did you do before you made a career out of traveling?
Well, I had, after a long career as a teacher, a classroom teacher, I decided that I wanted to affect more people, impact their lives and change. I mean, every year I would have a different group of children, and yes, I would make a difference in their lives, but I wanted to do more. I wanted to be able to work with their parents and with other teachers, so I went into administration. I retired as a pre-K through 8th grade principal.
Yes.
And boy, that story is there right there, my goodness, the pre-K through 8, but as a principal. And I had the opportunity to work with a group of women. Like I told you, I always was in inner city. And in working with those group of women who didn't see a way for themselves out of their circumstances, most of them were single moms, but there were some that were married, but they were in relationships where they were controlled. I won't say they were abused, but they were controlled, and they were afraid. And so I was able to work with them and just showing them how they could get a grip on where they were, who they were, and take control of their own lives. Now, I was not able to take it to the next step of owning their own business, but that was my heart. The next thing after I had taken this group of 12 women to the point where they knew who they were, and we were learning how to, it was called Getting By in a Just Getting Along World. And they came out of that training so successful and empowered. They made bonds with each other. They supported each other. They had goals. And to be able then to take it and now to show them how now you can even have your own business. You may have to stay at home, but you can be your own boss. You don't have to do a 9-to-5 to feel that you're a valued person. You can stay home with your kids and still make money to contribute to the family. Because a lot of women want to stay home,
yes.
And they want to raise their children. You know, you see that online education, both you and I are teachers, educators, but there are people that, parents that want to stay home and educate their kids because some of the schools nowadays are getting unsafe. People are afraid from shootings, from just a lot of different things going on in the educational world. And they want to do that. And there's a lot of opportunities for women to be home with their children, work their own business on their own time, own their own life, and make money to contribute to the family. So that, you know, I wish I could have shared that with the parents I had, those ladies, but now I have the opportunity to just continue and do that. So I just love educating people. I love working with children and adults, as I know you do too.
Yes,
and so that's what I did.
Yes,
so now
I
what
do.
About you, Dr. Ann?
Well, you know, currently I still, I'm an adjunct teacher at one of the local colleges here. And the thing that I find that, you know, I'm a baby boomer. And so more and more baby boomers are moving into that area called retirement.
Yay, retirement.
Are moving into that area of retirement. And so some people would love to retire, but they need the money. They need
mm-hmm.
the money to subsidize their retirement.
Yes, and, I know what you mean.
And so I'm one of those people who, you know, work to help supplement. But it also allows me the freedom to go places. That's why I'm in the travel business, to visit places that I have never been before and to revisit places that I had gone to many, many years ago to see if they have changed, how they have changed, and to make new memories and to revive old memories. And that happened to me just a few weeks ago when I went to Nassau, and it was a glorious trip. I had been to Nassau about 4 times previous to this particular trip, and it's always nice to go there, and it's always nice to see the subtle changes in the area, see what building is still standing and what has changed over to something else, and to see who is cornering the real estate market. And if you don't travel, you won't believe it's who is building these fantastic hotels on these islands and things. You won't believe it. I'll tell you this. Let me give you a clue. It's not Donald Trump. Okay, so it may be someone in or a conglomeration in other countries that used to be considered third world countries, and now they are rising and being a force to be reckoned with in some of the other countries, and they are really showing out, really showing out. So, yeah, and travel will open your eyes to a lot of things that sometimes we do not necessarily get to see because of our media coverage. It's a lot of censorship, a lot of censorship. And I might be censored for saying that, but anyway.
You didn't say who was censoring it.
No, I didn't say.
So you're okay.
I'm okay. Okay. Okay.
You're
good.
Okay. And I was wondering, Dr. Ann, we have, and I know some people are listening now and some people be listening later.
Yes.
If there was someone that either wanted more information on how to start their own travel business,
yes,
or that wanted to ask questions or topics that they wanted to see, you know, maybe included in some of our future programs, where would they go? Was there an email address that they could go to send their questions?
Yes, there is an email address that they can send us our questions, and we can email the answer and also incorporate it into our next program for next week. Our email address is, so very simple, thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com. thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com, and we will answer all questions and inquiries about the travel business, travel destinations, or if you were just too shy to say what your memorable trip was, afraid of voice recognition or something like that.
You never know. Some people are shy, and that's
very
okay.
That's
go ahead
okay.
And email us.
Email us. We are here to stay, and we are going to be here on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and it is an hour program. It is a glorious program. So this month, like I said earlier, it is about back to the basics of traveling. So what does that really mean, back to the basics? Well, here we are. Educators, when we talk about back to the basics, we're talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic, but not necessarily, well, hey, reading, writing, and arithmetic, back to the basics and traveling, reading up on your destination, reading the fine print when you are buying or selecting your various fares for airfare, cruises, and you heard Dr. J even mention maybe you need to have some travel insurance when you go off traveling. So that would be part of the reading, being educated about what you want to know about the traveling. Reading, writing might be filling out forms or applications. One application, if you don't have one, it's time for you to get one. It's filling out that application for your passport. Right, Dr. J?
That is right. Everyone should have a passport. Even if at the moment you're not thinking about traveling, you just never know when the opportunity will open up, and you need to have that passport. So we're going to go through exactly like the step-by-step of how to get your passport on another one of our programs.
Absolutely. So we have the reading, the writing. What about the arithmetic? You know, I know some of you baby boomers know what arithmetic is, but you know, the millions and the X's and the Y's. So what's she talking about? It's math, okay, plain old math. So you got to do the numbers. For me, traveling is how can I save money? How can I make money? And so we're going to go with the reading, the writing, the arithmetic, back to the basics of traveling. Going back, thinking about places that are maybe budget-friendly for you and your family. How can I take budget trips then? Or if that is not a concern of you, hey, I just won the lottery. I want to go on a luxury vacation. We have that too. But the most important is, how can I make money? And we'll talk about how you can make money in the travel industry as well. Right, Dr. J?
You are right. And I wanted to go back to the writing, because as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, another form of writing when you're traveling is to write down in a journal or a blog what you've done. I know a lot of people nowadays use those Instagram, and the pictures are great, but there's nothing like writing down what you've seen, what you've done, what you've experienced, so that other people can share in your information as well. I know we were talking about at some point maybe even going to a blog ourselves, so that
yes.
people can read about our experiences, about the places we went to, and so that, you know, you might think of, well, hey, what restaurant did you go to when you were over there in Spain? Or what was a good place to make sure I visit when I go there as well?
Yes.
What cruise did you take? What was that cruise line? So when you have those things written down, other people can see them and share it in that information and then use that as they're preparing for when they're going to go travel. So I like that writing. And then on Facebook, people are putting information on Facebook. That's right. They might be texting, but that's still writing.
It's
so
still writing.
That's another of our three other reading, writing, arithmetic there.
Absolutely. And speaking of Facebook, coming soon to Facebook, we will have a presence there. The
yes.
Power of Traveling will be on Facebook soon. So keep a lookout for that, and please join our group there, or like our page, and you will see wonderful maybe specials on how to save money, or a special of the week at a hotel somewhere in the United States. Could be in Mexico. It could even be in Europe or anywhere in the world. Remember, it is a wonderful world, and there are just so many places for you to go and explore. So just keep a lookout. And she mentioned Instagram. We're going to have a presence there on Instagram as well. And
wow, that's exciting. What about Twitter?
Yeah, we're going to be Twittering, whatever they call it.
We have our social media down pat. That's great. I'm excited
we
about
are.
That.
Travel is social. Why not? You are going
it
to
is.
Be, you know, social. Traveling is part of this whole thing of being socializing with other people who you think are different than you. But guess what? They're not. Everybody walks and talks and sleeps and eats. They have some of the same likenesses, and sometimes they have some of differences than you. But guess what? We're all human. We all belong to one race. That is the human race, no matter what country you decide you want to live in.
That is so true. Now, you know, I know we said that this week's, today's Blog Talk Show is hosted by JGS Travels and
My Joyous Travels. Yes, my travel company is called My Joyous Travels, and we specialize in luxury travel and cruises. Those are my two favorite aspects of traveling. And guess what? You can go anywhere in the world if you want to do luxury travel or take a cruise ship. I know someone who's planning, not through me, but they're planning as a travel agent around the world cruise in January. And I think they're going to be gone a couple of months on that cruise, and it's like, wow. Now, you talk about lifestyle, that's a nice lifestyle there, when you can just give up 2 months of your life and cruise the entire world, go around the world.
That is nice. And with JGS Travel, we specialize in destination weddings, like those weddings and honeymoons, as well as group cruises. So looking for those group cruises. But now I was wondering if there's any of our listeners that may be business owners that may want to sponsor us, what could they do?
Well, again, they can contact us and say, I want to sponsor you for a month or a year or 2 years. And they just contact us through our email address. Again, our email address is thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com, thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com. Just put in your name, your business, what type of business you have, contact information, and between Dr. J and myself or Joyce, who's not here, we will get back with you to tell you how you can help us and how we definitely can help you.
And if any of the business owners have something in mind of what they might want to do to sponsor us, let us know that too, your suggestion, and we'll, you know, listen and see what we can work out, because it's all about business helping business, and that's what we want to do as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, we do not live on an isolated island. We all live here together. If we were supposed to live apart, we would not have cities. We would not have countries. We would not have apartment complexes. Yeah, but we are here to help one another, not to fall back, but to go forward, to be more successful in all of our endeavors in our lives.
That's right. Now, I'm looking at the clock. We only have 3 minutes left, Dr. Ann.
Yes, ma'am.
But we got to get that song, It's a Wonderful World, to be able
yes.
to play. But you want to sum up and, you know, kind of close us out?
Well, I just want to say, I think for our first show today, it was just fabulous. And that remember that you can create memorable trips where you live, outside the city where you live, in the state that you live, in the whole United States, Canada, Mexico, France, wherever you are, may listening. If you're way over down under in Australia listening, you can create memorable memories of the trips, vacations that you have taken with your loved ones. And remember, step out the box, and you can travel by yourself too. And remember, if you need travel information, think of Dr. J. Think of Dr. Ann. If you have questions, remember to contact us at thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com. Dr. J, how are you going to wrap it up?
Wow, I'm just excited. Thank you, Dr. Ann, for putting this all together and just going to be that steadfast anchor, making sure that every Wednesday at 6 o'clock that we are on and we are sharing information. I think this has been a wonderful first program, and I'm excited and looking forward to see what's going to be going on next week.
Yes, and next week we are going to continue with the reading, the writing, and arithmetic of Back to the Basics in Traveling. So I hope that you all can be there then, just like you were with us today. We love you, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear about your wonderful experiences of the power of traveling.
And share this information with other people so that we can just pack out and have all kinds of people on next week asking questions and sharing their wonderful travel experiences.
That's right. And remember, this is the power of traveling. See you all next week. Bye.
Goodbye, Dr. Ann. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Dr. J. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome.